A Gingerbread Story by Harley. This is a story about a rock star gingerbread girl named Molly. She has blue M&Ms as eyes, red licorice as a mouth, and brown hair. She has purple shirt and a black skirt. She lives in a big gingerbread house made by a little girl. One day, the little girl saw her dog Hershey eating the big gingerbread house. The little girl cried, "No!" But he kept eating it. Then he saw Molly and he tried to eat her, so she ran and ran and ran. Then she stopped at a river and she saw a suspicious witch that wanted to eat her, but she had said, "Run, run," with a leap and a twirl. "You can't catch me. I'm the Rockstar Gingerbread Girl." So she ran as fast as she could through the trails she came through. Then a huge building was right in front of her. She said, That's so big. She walked inside to see what it was. It was a huge candy gingerbread school full of other gingerbread kids. She said, "Well, maybe I can go see the mayor to see what he says." So she walked down the street, but she saw the witch at the mayor's office. So she tiptoed to back of the office to see if there was a big back door. There wasn't. What was she going to do if the witch was in the office and there was no back door? She had to think. She said, "I've got an idea." She snuck in the office, got under one desk, ran to another desk. She jumped on the side and climbed up. The mayor said, "Well, what do we have here?" Molly said, "Well, I wanted to know if I could ask one little question." "And what will that be?" asked the mayor. Molly said, "I just wanted to ask if I could start gingerbread school." "Well, who's your owner?" asked the mayor. "Well, her name is Makinda Wormwood," said Molly. "Oh, what a sweet little girl," said the mayor. Then the witch saw Molly and she ran as fast as she could while the witch was chasing after her. So she jumped on the mayor's desk and said, "You can't catch me even if you run as fast as you can. Can't catch me. I'm the Rockstar Gingerbread Girl." The mayor said, "You big witch need to leave my office right now, big witch, and don't come back." Finally, Molly got to speak to the mayor. She was so sweet and nice.